Hi, I'm Al Rees, and here's the first immutable law of marketing. 1. The law of leadership. It's better to be first than it is to be better. The basic issue in marketing is creating a category you can be first in. It's much easier to get into the mind first than to try to convince someone you have a better product than the one that did get into the mind first. The law of leadership applies to any product, any brand, any category. The law of leadership also applies to magazines, which is why Time leads Newsweek, People leads Us, and Playboy leads Penthouse. The law of leadership applies equally as well to hard categories like automobiles and computers. Jeep was the first in four-wheel drive off-the-road vehicles. Acura was first in luxury Japanese cars. IBM was the first in mainframe computers. Sun was first in workstations. Jeep, Acura, IBM, and Sun are all leading brands. The first minivan was introduced by Chrysler. Today, Chrysler has only 10% of the car market, but 50% of the minivan market. Is the essence of car marketing making better cars or getting into the market first? The first desktop laser printer was introduced by a computer company, Hewlett-Packard. Today, HP has only 5% of the personal computer market, but 45% of the laser printer market. One reason the first brand tends to maintain its leadership is because the name often becomes generic. Xerox, the first plain paper copier, became the name for all plain paper copiers. People will stand in front of a Ricoh or a Sharp or a Kodak machine and say, "How do I make a Xerox copy?" They will ask for the Kleenex when the box clearly says Scott. They will offer you a Coke when all they have is Pepsi-Cola. How many people ask for cellophane tape instead of Scotch tape? Not many. Most people use brand names when they become generic. Band-Aids, fiberglass, Formica, Gore-Tex, Jell-O, Crazy Glue, Q-tips, Saran Wrap, and Velcro, to name a few. If you're introducing the first brand in a new category, you should always try to select a name that can work generically. Lawyers advise the opposite, but what do they know about the laws of marketing? Not only does the first brand usually become the leader, but also the sales order of follow-up brands often matches the order of their introductions. The best example is ibuprofen. Advil was first, Nuprin was second, and Metoprin was third. That's exactly the order they now enjoy. Advil has 64% of the ibuprofen market, Nuprin has 20%, and Metoprin has 8%. The fourth brand that entered the market was Motrin IB. Even though it had the powerful prescription name for ibuprofen, Motrin's market share is even less than Metoprin. Keep in mind that Advil was introduced with a same-as-Motrin theme. Also consider Tylenol, the first brand of acetaminophen. Tylenol is so far ahead of the number two brand that it's hard to determine who is number two. If the secret of success is getting into the mind first, what strategy are most companies committed to? It's the better product strategy. The latest and hottest subject in business management field today is called benchmarking. Touted as the ultimate competitive strategy, benchmarking is the process of comparing and evaluating your company's products against the best in the industry. It's an essential element in a process often called total quality management. Unfortunately, benchmarking doesn't work. Regardless of reality, people perceive the first product into the mind as superior. Marketing is the battle of perceptions, not products. What's the name of the first brand of aspirin, the first brand of acetaminophen, the first brand of ibuprofen? Hint, substitute leading for first, and you'll have the answers to these three questions. Neil Armstrong was the first person to walk on the moon. Who was second? George Washington was the first president of the United States. Who was second? Thomas's was the first brand of English muffin. What was the second? If you're second in the mind, are you doomed to languish forever with Buzz Aldrin, John Adams, and some unknown English muffin? Not necessarily. Fortunately, there are other laws.
2. The law of the category. If you can't be first in a category, set up a new category you can be first in. Is marketing difficult? No.